In the 1970s, a world full of imagination and a little bit of magic sat on top of Beech Mountain, a town some 20 miles away from Boone, North Carolina. The Land of Oz Park gave children a chance to meet their favorite characters and experience the Emerald City. WFAE's own engineer Joby Sprinkle remembers going to the park as a youngster. His favorite character was perhaps a foreshadow to his career in radio.
The Tin Man was probably my favorite character of the group. He was all about being a robot, so to speak. That's what I thought at the time.
And, of course, the park came complete with a winding yellow brick road. After a decade as a popular tourist attraction, the park closed, leaving itself vulnerable to vandalism. The park has since reopened, but on a more limited basis. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia found the effort to preserve one of America's best-known pathways is ongoing.
To get to the yellow brick road, you have to leave Kansas. And conveniently located on the top of Beech Mountain, North Carolina, is Auntie M and Uncle Henry's White House, complete with a tin roof, large front porch, and farm equipment scattered in the front yard. Head downstairs. A storm is coming. It's dark and windy, and it's clear you're not in Kansas anymore. Furniture is turned upside down, picture frames barely cling to the wall, and walking is a challenge. It was built on a 15-degree slant.
Whoa! Everything is lopsided, like we went through a twister. It's hard walking up here.
But never fear, a familiar path is waiting outside.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
To get the complete tour of the trail, I'm greeted by who else? Dorothy. Actually, it's Jana Greer, the park's current Dorothy. She's joined by Donna Devereaux, who played Dorothy at the park in the 1970s.
And that's where the balloon ride would start, and it would go over Emerald City, and it would go up to where, over the yellow brick road, the way you saw it, and then it would loop back.
Walking down and up the winding path, it is built within the curves of a mountain, it doesn't take long to see the man-made potholes that frequent the trail.
It is disheartening, and it makes you angry that people think they can just sort of pick its carcass clean.
A full yellow brick road has about 44,000 bricks, but it seldom has them all. The Land of Oz Park is accessible for tours by appointment only. It struggles with the perception of being abandoned, which often leads to disappearing bricks.
The yellow bricks are the go-to thing for sure.
Paige Lighty is one of the property owners. He says it's a constant chore to replace the stolen bricks. He says thousands have been replaced.
While waiting to go into the Emerald City at the Oz Gates, I looked in front of me and I saw, unfortunately, just a couple grown people taking part of the cracked yellow bricks. You know, I just asked them if they could, you know, please put them back and, you know, try to justify the fact that the well was already broken off and all this kind of stuff. So
his family never ran the park in its heyday. His grandfather leased the land the park sits on in the 1970s. It operated for a decade, suffered from a fire, never fully recovered, and closed in 1980. His family eventually repossessed the land and now works to make the park functional. There are plenty of no trespassing signs throughout the property, even a barbed wire fence. Still, people come to steal. Cindy Keller lives full-time on the property as the caretaker, since none of the landowners live in North Carolina. From the outside, her living quarters looks like a replica of Dorothy's barn. But the inside serves as a museum for guests, full of dolls, old clothes from the Wizard of Oz film. A pair of wooden witch's legs stick out from under her bed, which is in the center of the room. Keller lives there with her husband and two dogs.
Before we had fencing, people would come in from various locations and walk the yellow brick road, and upon occasion they will kick in a window or possibly find a door ajar, and their curiosity gets the best of them and they just keep on exploring. Well, it'd be very scary to be sitting there having your dinner and people coming up the back door, but it doesn't happen a lot, but it has happened.
Keller says social media is part of the problem. She thinks it encourages nearby college students to trespass. Recent articles online have referred to the park as abandoned. At one point during our interview, Keller jumped because the back door in the room we were in opened suddenly. It was a handyman working on some repairs. Even when I pulled up to our scheduled interview a little early, she was suspicious of who I was. And it's hard to blame her when people have nonchalantly walked through her home before. For people like Donna Devereaux, who spent their summers recreating the magic at Oz, seeing the park flourish is important. Back on the yellow brick road she skipped 1,000 times, it's instinctive for her to care for the brick pathway. She automatically bends down to pick weeds she spies growing in between some of the bricks. Jana Greer is the park's current Dorothy, but she also watches over the property. Instead of large daily crowds, the park is used as a venue for small weddings. Dorothy's house is rented out to couples. The park can never be what it once was, partly because it's not as secluded as it used to be.
We've got to keep reality in check because we are in a private residency right up on our border. And so we have to be respectful of their privacy and their wishes for their homes, not to let 4,000 people come through in one day on a constant basis. So we have to play a balancing game of people who want to participate and be here at the park and enjoy the magic, and people who have built homes here when the park was not in operation.
Still, she dreams of what it could be.
I would love to bring performances back. I would love to help rebuild. I would love to bring it back to what it was in the 70s. I would love to see a balloon ride.
Jana could go on. And once a year, the park does get to dream big. They open their doors for a weekend event called Autumn at Oz. Past employees, families, and fans of the film come dressed in costumes to experience the park. The event is in such high demand, they're capping it at 7,000 attendees. There's something about this road and the promise it gives to people, the hope of finding happiness and home, that draws them in. Both Dorothys just have to look at each other and smile before they link arms and skip down a road that means so much to so many people. It's in danger of slipping away, brick by brick. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Beach Mountain.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a whiz of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever, ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard.